I find that I'm passionately
leaving. Well, hello everyone. Last weekend, I did a trilogy of streams on Ukraine, and over the course of them, I got into some territory I don't usually get into, like, for example, my thoughts on Rory Stewart, why I absolutely hate his guts with, quite a passion. Now, I will warn you in advance, the language gets a bit blue here, much more than I usually am, but I think it's good. I think it's good to replay this in full. The full force of the rant I had on Rory Stewart. It's also important to remember that what Rory Stewart is. He's essentially a failed politician, centrist, middling, boring, liberal Democrat. He was a Tory, right? But he's kind of reinvented himself as this centrist dad type. But it's worth reminding ourselves that his show with Alistair Campbell, who somehow managed to rehabilitate himself after being known the world over as, Tony Blair's liar in chief during the Iraq War. This show, The Rest Is Politics, gets huge views. It's like the number one political podcast in this country. We talk about how, people like me have got increasing influence and people watch me and my friends and so on. But it's worth reminding ourselves a lot, I think, that we're very much still in the massive minority in this country. And most people are literally programmed by the likes of Rory Stewart. And, even though Keir Starmer is only on 14%, I still think that Joe Normie, Joe Average, is far closer to Rory Stewart than he is to the likes of us. We have to admit at some point that they are winning the conversation, as it were. Why are they winning the conversation? One, they have every single structural advantage that James Burnham talks about and that Robert Michels talks about in political parties. The iron law of oligarchy. Well, they have an absolute advantage in terms of promotion, in terms of media presence, in terms of fame, and so on and so forth. And, it's remarkable that Rory Stewart is being pushed as this kind of major titan, this intellectual now, when that really everything he represents basically is, he's an emblem to me of a failed system, of a system that has utterly failed, of a system that has completely failed to defend itself against any critiques that can be levied of it. And to me, this makes Rory Stewart a risible, an absolutely risible and detestable figure, because it's obvious that this system has failed, and yet he continues to double and triple down on the things that brought us here. He to me embodies everything that is wrong with the entire British establishment. I'll just remind you, I do have courses at the academic agency, Trivium, Buy It Now, etc. But let's get going. No time to waste. Here's the rant in full. Oh, there's a thread by Rory Stewart. Was it for this that the US spent 80 years building power and alliances, not to be a force for good, but instead to impoverish neighbours, threaten those it protected, rob minerals from war-torn countries, and break its promises to hundreds of millions of the poorest in the world? The post-World War II order was not just about US power. It was actually Rory. I've got about 8 million books here that show that. Hans Vogel, How Europe Became American, Thomas Love Sunik, Homo Americanus, Angus Hutton, Vassal State. What other books have I got that talk about this? Tom Stevenson, Somebody Else's Empire, James Hartfield's Britain's Empires, the last section of that is all about this. How America Conquered Britain by L. Denny, Super Imperialism by Michael Hudson, Empire by Hart and Negri, right? I mean, this is just reading, the books that I can see. Jelic, Exporting the American Model, Right? Talk about bullshit, Rory. Talk about absolute wank, Rory. Yes, it was about US power. Yeah, Mia Shimer. Where's the Mia Shimer book here that I've got? Here. How States Think, the Rationality of Foreign Policy. Right? This idea that America was this kind of benevolent nation, is actually just bollocks. America has never been any different. Okay? This is one of the great lies. I'll write about this when I actually finally come to write about Boomer Truth. There'll be a chapter on all of this, because this is one of the great lies of our time, but one that apparently Rory Stewart has bought hook, line, and sinker. It was about alliances, credibility, and leadership. Bretton Woods underpinned global development. The Marshall Plan rebuilt Europe, not looted it. I mean, I got questions about both of those things. And again, those books that I just mentioned tell a very different story indeed. NATO was created to defend allies, not threaten them. Right, so that's why NATO has continually expanded eastwards since 1991. Is it? Why does NATO keep on expanding if it doesn't threaten them? Why, in the run-up to the February 2022 invasion by Putin, was there a build-up of troops on the Russian borders by the Ukrainians? Why were the Ukrainians building up troops? Why have Ukraine got such a massive army? Why does Russia feel threatened? Why did the war in Crimea happen? Why did the war in Georgia happen? What's going on in Kazakhstan? Why does Kazakhstan have Tony Blair as an advisor? What's going on in Azerbaijan? What happened in the Sahel? Don't talk shit, Rory. Don't talk crap. Anyway, let's carry on. I honestly hate these people, because everything they believe is a lie. Everything Rory Stewart believes is a lie. Rory Stewart, if the US turns towards isolationism, transactional extortion, and a great power cynicism, it would mean that the legacy of 80 years of alliance building was not about deterrence, order, and stability, but about coercion, opportunism, and betrayal. That's because it was. That's because all of those things are true. That's because every power has always, always been that. Only twats like you believe in this bullshit, Rory Stewart. Nobody else ever believed it. Okay? And it's about time, rather than doubling down on these delusions, that you woke up from them and you started thinking like a great power again, if you want to, you know, make this Europe that you're talking about. You're going to have to start thinking in the same sorts of terms as Trump and the same sorts of terms as Putin, and wake the fuck up. Because nobody upon nobody is going to war for international rules-based order and humanitarianism. Rory Stewart. It would signal that the US commitments mean nothing, whether to NATO, Taiwan, or vulnerable nations in Africa and Asia. Well, all of that is true. Since when has the US been committed to anything, Rory? Right? Don't forget. North Korea. Job half done. Half done job in North Korea. Vietnam. Weren't committed. Pulled out. Right? Iraq. Afghanistan. Weren't committed. Pulled out. Right? Time and time again, the US just loses interest in shit. Causes a mess and loses interest. Right, what about Libya? What about they killed Gaddafi and left a bloody vacuum in North Africa? A vacuum through which, by the way, millions upon millions of hordes from Africa have poured into Europe under your watch, Rory Stewart. It would embolden adversaries like Russia, China, and Iran. They were emboldened under your watch, Rory Stewart. Russia has been emboldened under your watch. China rose entirely under the auspices of NATO. Iran expanded its power after the fuckwit neocons created a war in Iraq and a war in Afghanistan and a war in Syria. And, you know, continually removed Arab strongmen for Shiite proxy powers from Iran to expand their influence in the region. All that happened under your watch, Rory Stewart, under the people that you support, Victoria Nuland. It would leave allies scrambling, forcing Europe, Japan and others to seek separate deals with rivals. The real tragedy would not just be Ukraine's fault, though that would be horrific. It would be the confirmation that the 80 years of peace based on development, alliances and mutual security have been deliberately and viciously ended. If Trump's vision is one where strength is wielded without principle, alliances are transactional and power serves only itself, then the US is not just withdrawing from the world, it is undermining the very rationale for its own global power, and not a minute too soon. You delusional cunt. I fucking hate this man. I really do. I thought this stream was going to be light-hearted, but it turns out being confronted with the rhetoric from twats like Rory Stewart has actually made me very angry, because it's reminded me of the people we've had to live under all these years and the mess they've created in country after country all over the world. Excuse me, friends, I'm having a moment here. Right, let's get back to this. Fucking hell. Fucking Rory Stewart. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.